WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Authorities in Utah released photos today of a person of interest in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Very distinct photo. You can see a long sleeve black shirt with a logo on the front, dark pants, it looks like jeans. The individual is wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap, so that poses a little bit of challenge.
Schechter also reports authorities don't appear to know where the gunman fled after leaving the university, though a weapon was found nearby. The killing has prompted some political figures to rethink their security. Aaron Del Mar is chairman of the Cook County, Illinois Republican Party.
We've already started talking about, hey, you know what, we're going to start bringing events indoor. We're going to start maybe bringing metal detectors and wanding people. We're going to start doing more sign-ins and pre-RSVPs so we can background check. And we have to be responsible for each other's safety.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Flags are flying at half staff across Wisconsin to honor the victims of the September 11th attack. The nation is now dealing with the aftermath from the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a right-wing activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA, who has close ties to federal Republicans. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Turning Point USA was key in expanding voter outreach, including here in Wisconsin. He also spoke at the RNC in Milwaukee last summer and visited Oconomowoc in March to campaign for conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. Leaders across the political aisle are disavowing violence. U.S. Representatives Glenn Grothman and Derek Van Orden offered their prayers on social media yesterday. President Donald Trump has ordered flags fly at half-staff Sunday for Kirk, which he did not do for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were gunned down in their home. Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that today.
In the heart of hopefully every patriotic American, we would say that no matter who is assassinated, on the far right, the far left, man, woman, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Assassination is 100% of the time wrong. It's what I thought when Melissa Hortman, who was clearly a liberal Democrat, I didn't hear anybody on the right celebrating the fact that she was assassinated. It was awful.
Democrats like Senator Tammy Baldwin offered their condolences and condemned political violence, too. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
This was another senseless act of political violence, and unfortunately against Charlie Kirk. And I want to express my deepest condolences to his loved ones. We all condemn political violence in the strongest possible terms. No one should fear for their lives because of their jobs.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle said they're continuing to have conversations about how to keep lawmakers and staff safe. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit, you know. Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building, yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night, 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. It's 67 right now.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it to safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here in the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every once in a while, we take a break from politics and do something a little bit of fun. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I'm a semi-has-been retired violinist that loves music of all kinds. And you also may recall that back in February, I attended a fundraiser. And this incredible band played at this fundraiser. And it turned out that they were a girl group that had come together and helped been fostered and mentored by an organization called Girls Rock. Well, we've got them here today. We've got a special episode of this program coming to you from the Cactus Club, just over the bridge to nowhere on the near south side of Milwaukee. Yes, I mean that home bridge. And we're going to be rocking out with a couple of these bands. They just got done with Yes Bandcamp. I went to orchestra camp, arguably more nerdy than band camp. We're going to be meeting with the band members. We're going to hear some of their original music. But of course, folks, I've got to give you a little bit of today's news. Donald Trump back at it again this morning, signing executive orders criminalizing flag burning and eliminating cashless bail. We'll see what the legality of those will bring as legal challenges are certain. Because I know what we all want. Only rich people being able to get out of jail when they're accused of heinous crimes. Us regular folks, well, we're just schmucks. Donald Trump wants to make sure regular folks, though innocent until proven guilty, actually stay in jail pending their trials. Also, the National Guard in Washington, D.C. now armed. I'm sure that's what all those good guardsmen and women imagined when they signed up for the Guard. Helping their fellow neighbors and friends and family recover from national disaster and, oh yeah, engaging in law enforcement, which they weren't trained to do, again, with those same friends and family members. Now, the end knows of their M14s. Boy, it's getting real. Donald Trump also promising today to send more National Guards men and women to Chicago and Baltimore. Weird. Are those black mayors? Yes, I think so. J.B. Pritzker this afternoon, I was listening to his comments in response of the president's threats, quite animated this afternoon, pointing out that 8 of 10 of the nation's top murder states, meaning highest rates of murder on a per capita basis, are what? States entirely controlled by Republicans. Weird. I don't see Donald Trump sending National Guards men and women to any of those states. They are, just by the way, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Nevada. And of course, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has been trolling Donald Trump relentlessly. Have you seen any of these memes? They're basically like the Newsom version of Donald Trump Truth Social posts and the things that AI generates where he's charging into battle and whatnot. Well, the right has lost its mind, and so Governor Newsom is doubling down. You can now buy Newsom merch with all of these ridiculous Newsom tweets and AI images. I know I'll be surfing the internet after the show looking for that. And don't worry, J.D. Vance is on it, that whole pesky Russia-Ukraine thing. He has announced yesterday on the Sunday news shows that Russia's made concessions. So I was curious. I thought, let me see what these concessions are. That Ukraine will have security guarantees. Well, that would mean that a foreign adversary doesn't violate its sovereign boundaries and come try to take over. So yeah, that. That they'll have territorial respect from Russia. And that Ukraine will run its own government. Let's see here. Checks notes. Yeah, that would be what being a country is that isn't invaded by Russia in the first place. So I don't get what J.D. Vance calls concessions. Sure sounds like that's what Putin has wanted the whole time over. And oh, yeah, again, what Ukrainians would like, which is Russia back across its boundaries. With that, we've had enough of politics this afternoon. Let's get into the fun stuff. I am so excited to have with me the lady who founded this organization, keeps it running on a shoestring, and helps give girls the chance to rock out. Her name is Mary Joy Hickey. She's the executive director of Girls and Ladies Rock. Welcome to the show, Mary Joy. It's so nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Okay, so how did this all come to be? When did Girls Rock start? Who helped get all of this going in addition to you? And what's your purpose?
Sure. So I do need to clarify that I was not the founder of Girls Rock Milwaukee itself.
Okay.
This organization was actually founded back in, the kickoff meeting was on December 12th, 2012, a very memorable day.
Yes.
And that was with Val Lux and Ashley Smith. Val is from Pie Inc. Restaurant Group, so runs Honey Pie, Palomino, Comet Cafe.
You mean Palomino right down the street from this, the Cactus Club here on the near south side? Yes, I love all of her spots.
Yes, like right next door. And then Ashley Smith, who's the owner of the Alive and Fine shop in Bayview here.
Very nice.
So they had a kind of a call for interest that December evening. And the summer of 2013 was when the first Girls Rock Camp happened. I remember going to the showcase and just like crying, just tears streaming down my face. It was so powerful. And so there was
what about it made you cry, Mary Joy?
I think because music had been so important to me in my journey, especially as a youth growing up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is where I grew up. And music just was always my thing. And it was such, it was what really saved me, I think, as a kid. It provided a sense of confidence. It provided a sense of belonging, and to see that being nurtured and those opportunities created in a way that I didn't have access to growing up in Stevens Point, it was really powerful. And also as powerful was the parents that were reacting of like, I wish this had been around when I was a kid, and the other right. attendees. So I was one of the co-founders of the Ladies Rock Camp, which then kicked off. Planning happened throughout 2014, and then we had our first camp in January of 2015.
So this has been going on now for Ladies Rock 10 years, and 10 years. For Girls Rock, I don't want to do math on the air, I think 17 and a half-ish, 18. We'll just call it 18. Did I do the math? I'm not doing the math right.
I think
right.
It's 12. Yeah,
I just
our 12th
added
camp
five
season.
In there. Yeah, again,
let's
math
keep
on
it going.
The radio.
Five number, more.
Yes, five more. So what is the fundamental driving theory or idea or value or mission that you're trying to accomplish with both Girls and Ladies Rock?
That it's okay to be yourself and to take up space and to use your voice, and that you can learn things and you can collaborate. There's a lot of, I think, leadership development that happens when you have to negotiate a creative project where there's no right answer. This is not like a math question that, you know, that there's a specific way to solve it. You're coming in and you're learning how to channel what your creative perspective is in collaboration with others, and working through the conflict of that, working through the mutual shared decision making, and then not just only for the artistic sake of it, but also for the performance aspect of getting up and doing something brave, something that's hard, something that scares you so much. But then once you do it, it's exhilarating. And if you can do that, what else can you do in your life?
I love that so much there. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real special show for you all this afternoon. I'm here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We're celebrating women in music, specifically through an organization that's been around for nearly 15 years. That's the Safe Calculation. Girls and Ladies Rock. We've got bands here this afternoon. You're going to hear some of their original music. And I'm sitting here with their executive director, Mary Joy Hickey. Of course, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up there, Mary Joy. The first one was the idea of collaborating and sharing ideas and deciding how to proceed when there's no clear answer. Every single manager or business owner out there, anybody who has worked on a team at work knows that is the dominant framework that we have to move through life. People have different ideas and we've got to be able to talk about them. Weigh pros and cons, maybe try them out and be flexible and then work with other people in collaboration. So much more valuable, I think, to do that in a creative and fun enterprise than it might be to learn the right or wrong answer on a test. I love that. And to take up space to be yourself. Tell us a little bit about the band that we're going to hear from in just a few short minutes here. The ladies' names, the young girls' names, and their style of music, and a little bit about the camp that they were just at.
Yeah, so the girls rock camp band that you're going to hear shortly, they're called Concentration 64, and they formed at our Session 1 camp that happened earlier this summer. We have two camp weeks currently, so it's a week long where you come to camp, you are assigned an instrument, you go to instrument instruction, you form a band, you write a song. That's the goal of your camp week, is to write an original song with your band, and then they perform it at a public showcase on the Sunday after the camp week. So for Session 1 that happened back on July 20th at Vivarium on the east side.
Love Vivarium. Great new venue.
Yeah. So you're going to hear the band that closed out our showcase back in July. And so we have Ellis on vocals, Feliz on drums, Elia on guitar, and Ember also on guitar, and then Scout on bass.
So I'm going to be super jealous of all of them because I was taking violin by the time I was like 6 years old, which is decidedly uncool, very unsexy, and all I ever wanted to do was play the damn bass. And I never got to play bass until I was much older and had already kind of gone way down the rabbit hole of the violin. So I'm super jealous of Scott in a very positive, uplifting way, of course.
Well, Maggie, it's never too late to learn.
Listen, you may find me at your next ladies rock camp for sure. How do they decide on their, we've got a bunch of music, on what kind of song they're going to put together and what they're going to sound like? And do you assign them to the bands?
So I do assign the bands for both our girls rock and ladies rock camps. And that is one of the factors that I take into account. Assigning the bands is like the most beautiful logic puzzle ever. It's taking into account like the top instrument choice, as well as any special requests for friends. You know, if they want to be in a band with somebody else. But I do also look at, we asked for their top five favorite artists right now.
Sure.
So I do look at like what they're listening to currently. I believe our ladies rock application has a question about like what would you like your band to sound like,
right?
So that I do weigh that in kind of assigning the bands together to make sure that everyone's getting what they want to out of their
week. I'm gonna put like a marker down here, Mary Joy. If I show up at ladies rock camp, I want the band sound that is going to be as far away from classical music and jazz as is conceivable. So, and maybe even like a little harder than Melissa Etheridge, speaking of ladies who rock, was at her show last week. Amazing. Where can people find out more about Girls and Ladies Who Rock and your organization if they themselves or might have a daughter or a friend that might be interested?
Yeah, so we're online at girlsrockmke.org. That's also our social media handle. We just finished our 12th camp season, but if you start following us now, you can look out for upcoming announcements on our camps for 2026, which I'm already starting to work on.
Amazing. We're going to find out more from Mary Joy, where they get the instruments, how do people find out more, all that good stuff. And we are going to finally hear from Concentration 64, their original material that they put together just this summer at fabulous, fun, very cool band camp in the coolest possible way. Concentration 64 coming up. Ella, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, the thing I love most about doing radio is when my special featured guests are so excited they can't even wait for me to introduce them. We're having a very special, not super political, maybe a little dash show here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm at the Cactus Club. We're celebrating women in music through an organization called Girls and Ladies Who Rock. These ladies behind me are going to play you an original song that they put together. They just met this summer at Girls Rock Band Camp. This is Concentration 64. Take it away. Go for it, ladies. Penetration 64. A brand new band put together this summer at Girls Rock. We've got Girls Rock and Ladies Rock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon. Woo! You guys nailed it! Alice, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. I am so impressed. Sounded fabulous. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride took place on Wednesday night with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker. This fun community event started about 4 years ago when Hannah Wendell Scott was just getting started with Wood County Health.
I was actually an intern, and we wanted to try to get some usage on the bikes and bring people together around something fun and gets you outside and active. And we thought it'd be really fun to partner with Sheriff Becker and kind of bring him into the fold, and it lets people get to see everyone in a different light.
Sheriff Becker said he was all for the idea.
Like, hey, what a great way to get out in the community and enjoy one of our parks, too. I think that's one of the things people don't get the opportunity to see are all of our parks that we have in the county. And this is one of the, in my opinion, one of the best ones because you got a bike trail that goes all the way around it. You have a campground, a couple beaches, just a great way to experience the park and, you know, get out with the community.
The cost for a River Rider's bike is $1 per mile, and they'll be available at least through October, maybe even longer if the weather is nice. It also doesn't matter which location you get the bike from. You can return it to any of the three locations throughout Wisconsin Rapids.
We have the one here at Lake Wazicha at White Sands Beach. We have one on the West Grand Avenue Bridge, right where the farmer's market is located in Rapids. And then we also have one at McMillan Memorial Library.
Sheriff Sean Becker said other law enforcement officers join this fun community event when they can. But Wisconsin Rapids Police Chief Daniel Hostins couldn't make it this year.
We've had a few join with us. Previous police chief Mel Peterson would always come. And this year the current chief couldn't for whatever reason. And I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night. 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. It's 67 right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Don't worry, I'll keep myself from singing along with this great old tune. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I want to first say a big, 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 huge congratulations to the band that was just on stage behind me here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near Southside. We've got a special episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here for you all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We need to take a break from politics. One of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. This afternoon, I'm joined by some brand new friends from Girls and Ladies Rock. It's an incredible organization out of both Milwaukee and Madison that helps foster women's participation in and especially girls' participation in music, specifically rock and roll. You heard on the intro music here, little cranberries. I was getting some cranberries vibes from Concentration 64, the band that we just heard, and Cam from Appleton on the text line saying he's getting a little Garbage and Shirley Manson vibes. I totally agree. Very great, amazing original song that we heard from Concentration 64, and we've got one of their band members and her mom with us today. It is Feelies. She's playing the drums, and her mom, Emily. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Okay, were you super nervous? What was it like, Feelies?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, playing here on the radio was so much different than just playing when we were practicing. Like, everything sounded different because I hooked all of our instruments onto electro devices. We had to wear headphones, and it sounded so much different than I thought it was going to be. But it sounded really great, I'm going to be honest. I was super nervous, though.
It's really something to hear your own music in headphones when you're playing. It's very different. I'm so glad that you got to experience the sense of playing somewhere new and that it sounds different. How was the sound check? How did you guys have to like work out some kinks and it going together?
Yeah, we had to do so many things. Like, we had to, turn this up, turn this one down. Oh, can you make this like sound a little different? Like, there were so many little tweaks that we had to do, and Yeah, there was just like a lot of pre-work. I'm glad that we got a lot of time before we had to actually play.
Well, let's give, as you always should as a band, let's give some love to the roadies and the sound crew here. We've got great help from all of our gents from Civic Media. Thank you so much. And thank you to my senior producer, Jamie, making this happen, as well as Jacob on the boards in Racine. That song was called Lore Drop. How long did it take you to write that?
We did it in Girls Rock, which is the camp, which you guys talked about. So we had a week to make it. So Monday through Sunday, I believe. But I think we performed it on Sunday.
Yes,
but we did have a week. And when we were making the song, there was different times of the day when we would be making the song or doing our instrument, like classes. And it was like a whole, like, it was like school, but really fun. And about music, and everyone was just really nice and fun and helpful and supportive. And if you had questions, it was like, just please ask anyone. It was
so always great. Feels good. Yeah, when you don't have to be afraid to ask. Why the drums?
Oh, so throughout my entire life, there was kind of music around me because my mother here, she was always in contact with Girls Rock and Ladies Rock, and she was in a band, and it kind of just inspired me. I had a drum set in my room, so I was kind of just like, it was just kind of normal for me to play music, and like, I always had the guitar and the bass available because that's what my mom played, but she also had a drum set. So I kind of picked up on the drum set. I don't know why it was any different for the drums.
Because banging on stuff is fun.
On stuff is fun for a little kid rather than just playing some little strings. So I think that's why I probably just liked it more.
Very cool. So Emily, Mom Emily, you obviously had some involvement in Ladies and Girls Rock. Tell us about that and why you decided to enroll your daughter as well.
I did. I was a Ladies Rock participant, a camper, I guess. I think their maybe second year ever, a long time ago. And it was, for me, just a fun thing that I thought would be fun for me and my sister, who was visiting from out of state, to do while she was in Milwaukee. And it kind of just turned into so much more. And then I was playing in bands for the next however many years. And I don't know.
And we've got a little music twinkling in from someone's cell phone. We're going to bring another one of the two ladies up. Thank you, Emily, for being here. Just because we've got some limited time, so we're going to say goodbye to Feliz and her mom, Emily. Amazing job on the drums. And we've got, let's see, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us. And you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
I just kind of like, it's so... You know when you see those, like, stupid, like, ASMR videos on TikTok? It's like, you can hear all, like, the T's and the S's pronounced, like, really, like...
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's, like, just the sensation of hearing your own voice in, like, kind of a professional sort of...
Yeah,
mix,
professional headphones, professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. You see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, do you find it challenging at all, Ellis?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I was really late to sound check, so I just kind of like showed up and
props
they were like, get
for that. That's near professional musician, like put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, but cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't in the stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I was like, I like fell in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I just like, I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos very nice. I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the 6-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Yeah. Except for both of us.
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna ask. Scout should go first. Yeah. So you felt like it was pretty organic and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very like very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who is in charge of that? Was it a combo effort? Mm-hmm. All that.
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, a verse, some verses, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy, she was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built. I don't know how to phrase
it. She was like the glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. But basically, we walked in and she was like, "So what's something that makes you guys mad?" And we were like, "What?" And so then, like, give it a couple hours and we're all like crying our eyes out.
Sharing
our trauma.
Just immediately. Well, like, the best art, right, comes from something that's personal, right? Yeah.
We actually had a different drummer at first. She's awesome. But, like, she kind of, like, was being, like, I guess, really vulnerable. And so she started crying. And then I started crying. And we all started crying.
We just all bonded
Domino
so perfectly.
Crying. Well, you guys started playing, and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group-type music therapy, which, incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember, you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. as well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening, because it's
I know the Cranberries
everybody,
and Garbage.
Okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are, I know about that. Well, they were my bands first, damn it. All right, next lady.
Oh, really?
We have Ember and Elia, both of the guitar players. This worked out fabulously. You guys grouped yourselves perfectly. Welcome, welcome. Pop, you need those, otherwise. And tell, which one's Ember and which one's Elia?
My name's Ember.
Hi, Ember. Hi, Elia. Maggie, really nice to meet you. So let me, which one of you was helping with the lyrics?
I was.
You were. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Lore Drop about?
It's kind of about, like, having a situation with somebody where they didn't treat you right. The way I kind of describe it is it's somebody really close to you, and it kind of just changes your world. It's just more of experience-based. So, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into that, but it's just about being treated not so well by somebody. And how that kind of feels.
Yeah, that's something that all of us have to figure out how to deal with, because life means someone you love and is close to you at some point will disappoint you or hurt you terribly. How did you ladies come to the guitar? Are you enjoying that instrument? Do you have desires to branch out into other instruments? Let's start with you.
I've always known that I want to play guitar. I have been for a while, so...
And you, so you came to band camp a little bit with some homework done. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
You were playing already. And how did you start playing in the first place?
It was just another hobby, something that I wanted to do. And I thought if I got really good at it, maybe I could do more with it and have more opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have some background in. Music is the international language, no matter where you go on the planet Earth. You can sit down with a band and play music together. Do you both, let's start with you, do you plan on continuing with the band that you have created, Concentration 64?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing the shows with all my bandmates. Writing songs is just something that I really enjoy, and being able to do that with other people is just very happy for me.
That's amazing. When is your next show, Ember? Go ahead. When's your next show?
We don't have one planned yet, but we are looking at, like, local gigs to maybe try playing with starting school and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of difficult.
When you got to go to class, little difficult to get the jamming in. Ember, Elia, so great to have you with us. We've got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be back on the other side with Cactus Club owner Kelsey Kaufman. We'll talk about their fundraiser. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this special episode of the Maggie.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah!
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson-Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, we do take a break from the politics. Don't worry. There'll be plenty more to rage about by tomorrow this time, and I will have it covered. We take a break from politics because we need to do that for our collective sanity. Today is one of those special days. We're here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side, celebrating women and girls in rock and roll with an organization called Girls and Ladies Rock. For the last 45 or so minutes, we've heard from a brand new band, their radio debut right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bunch of teenagers, ladies in high school. I don't want to call them girls. They're ladies, burgeoning musicians, if you will. They are part of the group Concentration 64. They met just a few weeks ago at band camp organized by Girls Rock. They played the song Lore Drop. If you missed it, I think it's very cool. Gives me very much a Garbage or like Cranberries vibe. You can catch that by checking out this show wherever you find your favorite podcast. Now, I am very pleased and humbled to be joined by the Cactus Club owner extraordinaire, Kelsey Kaufman. Thanks so much for being here, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should just start with this. Thank you for letting us invade your club on a Monday. You come out, you open it up for us to be here before you typically open your doors. we were just talking a little bit before we got on air. This isn't the first time you've had a girls or ladies rock band in the house, so to speak, here at the Cactus Club. Tell us how you first got involved with the organization.
Totally. So it's an honor to have you guys here today. The whole function of the space is to be participatory, so we want to open our doors all the time to folks that can use it for fun, good things.
Yeah.
I first got involved in girls rock, I want to say like 13 years ago, something about, or 10 years ago. It's only been around 10 years, right?
We figured out that less than 15 years is the safe
okay,
metric.
Well, yeah, okay, so I'm still in the window
yeah,
of
you're,
safety.
You're good.
But came into it as a drum instructor because I play drums and friends of mine were involved from the beginning and have participated in various capacities since. But we've hosted a number of bands that have been graduates of Girls Rock at our block party, which is the first Saturday in October. We've hosted girls rock bands. So.
Very cool. Everybody mark it down. Cactus Club block party, first weekend in October. I expect us all to have a little family reunion then. That would be good fun.
Heck yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cactus Club and what it means in the Bayview and in the Milwaukee community. It has been here for a long time. This place is beloved. It is such an open and community inclusive space. I think that's such an important thing in these moments, to be in places where you know that you've got folks that will support and lift you up. Tell us what Cactus Club means for you and for the community, Kelsey.
Totally. So Cactus Club has been a music venue in various forms since 1958. It's been called Cactus Club, but the history of the building dates back to the 1880s, which is pretty bonkers. But it's been a space for convening social gatherings, mourning, organizing, learning, growing in various forms. And so for me, Cactus Club as it presently exists is really exciting because not only do we get do concerts, but we also do film screenings, we do seed swaps, we do book club. So there's so many different sort of multimedia ways to come together. And for us, we really think it's powerful to have intergenerational spaces to do such things. We can dance together. We can learn together. We can be excited about various projects together.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I've always lived in a city, and I deeply love leaving the city to go hang out in the country, in the forest, and like the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods. But one of the things that I love so much about living in a city is being proximate to people and then being in spaces with people. And by people, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, the best parties have an 80-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Hells
or an 8-year-old, I suppose.
Hells to the, yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit. You guys just got done with a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it was for. And if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about what you were up to, tell us where to find out more.
Absolutely. So like I said, this building's 140 years old. And with that comes lots of beautiful history and some infrastructure that required some improvements and updates. So one of our initial goals was to get a ramp to the front door so that everyone can enter through the same front door. And universal design is just that. And we had been working on this project for about 5 years with the city and a ton of community partners. And at the last minute, we learned that the city wanted us to do a curb cut bump out. So we learned all about that. But that came with a surprise bill of about...
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym salad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really it's a special thing. So with that... We had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense and had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful.
Stunning. I haven't
been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward, is a future that includes us all.
Yeah. Another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
By the drums. My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to, like, a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons.
There you have it.
Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Authorities in Utah today released photos of a person of interest in the killing of Charlie Kirk, but Anna Schechter reports they don't appear to have an ID and need the public's help.
Still so many questions. It appears to me that they're not sure which way he went. Our sources don't have any indication that they have a direction or that they're homing in on a specific area and closing in on a suspect.
The U.S. Marshals are now assisting the FBI in tracking the suspects. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more.
Police say they found what they believe to be the murder weapon in a wooded area, a high-powered bolt-action rifle.
After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood.
CBS News has learned Kirk's body will be flown on Air Force Two to his hometown in Arizona.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.